You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria's coronavirus numbers, for now, are down. But tensions in the state are higher than ever, mainly due to the fraught situation facing the aged care sector. The elderly are particularly vulnerable to coronavirus, and outbreaks in aged care facilities have caused havoc and heartbreak around the world. There have been 384 new coronavirus cases in Victoria today, and six more deaths. Four of the six deaths are linked to private aged care in Victoria, and 769 of the roughly 4,700 active coronavirus cases in the state are linked to the aged care sector. The Victorian government has decided to free up staff and beds in hospitals to deal with people being transferred to hospital from coronavirus-affected aged care facilities. This means a hold on all non-urgent elective surgeries in Melbourne hospitals. Private aged care in the state is managed by the Commonwealth Government, not the state government. But Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says a lack of confidence about the safety of some facilities means the state has to act.
I cannot stand here and tell you that I have confidence that staff and management across a number of private sector aged care facilities are able to provide the care that is appropriate to keep their residents safe. If I could say that, I would. But I won't stand here and say that, and I won't stand here also and say, oh, well, this is just a Commonwealth Government matter. We don't run this sector, but the residents in these homes are all Victorians.
The situation is so bad, Mr. Andrews says he wouldn't let his own mother, who is aged in her 70s, stay in such facilities. The worst outbreak is at Estia Aged Care in the suburb of Ardeer, 15 kilometres west of the Melbourne CBD, where there are 88 cases. There are 86 cases at St Basil's Home for the Aged in the suburb of Fawkner, and 82 at the Epping Gardens Aged Care Facility. Victorian Health Minister Jenny Markakos, who is of Greek background, showed emotion when discussing fatalities as a result of the St Basil's outbreak.
From last week, for example, we have had a very distressing situation at St Basil's in Fawkner. This is a facility that is very close, of course, to many members of the Greek community, and I know they have been particularly distressed to see the rising toll of deaths at that facility.
The outbreaks in federally run facilities demand a federal government response. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has returned to Canberra from his scheduled tour of Queensland to deal with the crisis, and his Health Minister Greg Hunt is sending an Australian Medical Assistance, or AusMAT, team to assist. They are usually used for disaster relief purposes. Mr. Hunt is lauding AusMAT's skills, saying they are a medical version of the elite special forces of Australia's military.
I have spoken with Len Nataris, the director of AusMAT, and AusMAT will be coming to Victoria. Len is currently formulating those numbers. We will provide those details once they have been confirmed. But AusMAT, which has helped out in other states and territories, will be coming to Victoria. They have assisted with quarantine. They've assisted in Western Australia. They've assisted in activities around the country, and they are the best of the best. They are the SAS of the medical world.
Australia's death toll from COVID-19 is now 167. 71 of these deaths have been aged care residents. The Federal Opposition spokeswoman for ageing and seniors, Julie Collins, says the government has not learned lessons from earlier COVID-19 outbreaks in New South Wales.
The federal government should have really learnt from what happened in outbreaks in New South Wales. They are not responding fast enough or doing enough soon enough in Victoria. When we're still hearing concerning reports from family members, not getting communication about where their loved one is and if they're safe when they're in an impacted facility, surely we can do better than that. These infections in Victoria residential aged care now have been going on for almost 2 weeks. I'm pleased that they're getting some more resources in Victoria today, but the government should have learnt the lessons of what happened in New South Wales. It needs to be ready for these outbreaks in every state across Australia in aged care.
Federal Aged Care Minister Richard Colbeck has been tasked with ensuring communication with families of aged care residents is improved. New South Wales has reported 14 new coronavirus infections today. Several restaurants in the suburb of Potts Point in Sydney's inner east have voluntarily closed until the end of the week. There have been two more cases detected in the densely populated suburb. Anyone who attended the Apollo restaurant in the suburb between the 23rd and 25th of July, or the Thai Rock restaurant in the suburb in mid-July, is being asked to get tested for COVID-19 and quarantined for 14 days. The only other new COVID-19 cases reported today were in Western Australia and a Victorian who recently moved to South Australia. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.